Welcome to Long-Term Care Radio on Seattle's Cairo Radio. Long-Term Care Radio is brought to you in part by 525 Advisors, your local long-term care experts. Brian Ott is a certified long-term care planning specialist and will show you how to protect the people you love from the financial, physical, and emotional consequences of a long-term care situation. Because of new state and federal laws, there are new and exciting options you need to know about. Now, here's your host, Brian Ott.
So if I ask you to buy my automobile, what's that tell you? I have an automobile I want to sell you. What does that tell you?
You're ready to get rid of it?
Yeah, get rid of it. But what is it?
True. What kind of car is it?
Right. So I say that because if I say I have an automobile, what can you deduce from that? And, you know, it's a vehicle, right? Some kind of vehicle. And if you look up the definition here, and I've got the definition right here in front of me, it says a road vehicle, typically with four wheels, powered by an internal combustion engine or an electric motor. So my point is, automobile is just this encompassing name for a wide variety of things.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was a little kid, I would go up and see my grandma and grandpa in Creed, Colorado, and my grandfather was a postmaster for this little town. And he had this little Cushman scooter. It was a three-wheeled scooter, one wheel in the front, two in the back, had a little box on it and a little cab in the front with, you know, windshield, and it was little fabric doors, and he used to load us up in the back and drive us around the town in this thing, and we called it the putt-putt. It was a Cushman scooter that the U.S. Post Office had built for these rural areas. Well, technically, that's an automobile. So if I said, yeah, I'm ready to get rid of my automobile, you would probably never imagine that it was a putt-putt.
Or it could be a tractor.
Right? Technically, yeah, carry somebody on the road. And so the reason why I'm bringing this up is because in long-term care, there is a name out there called linked benefits. And this has become a catch-all phrase for a product that combines long-term care insurance with either the cash value of an annuity or the death benefit of a life insurance. And so what we're seeing, a lot of people are coming into our office with these quotes, and they are basically, they're saying, oh yeah, I've got long-term care insurance, I want you to look at this. And it's a linked benefit, but it's not really long-term care insurance. The advisor is saying, yes, you can use this as long-term care insurance, and you can, but it's really not technically what we would probably consider long-term care insurance if we went on claim.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to spend a little bit of time talking about linked benefits today because, you know, the basics of a linked benefit is we're saying we're going to take the advantages of two products and combine them together. So we have the long-term care insurance. So if our health is compromised, we now have a stream of income to pay for that care. That's going to be tax-free. We know how that works. But then we also have this other benefit over here if we don't use long-term care. Our health is never compromised. We live a nice long life and we die peacefully. We either get the cash value in that product if it's an annuity chassis underneath it, or we get the death benefit, which is the tax-free benefit back to the estate. That's how the life insurance works.
So it's an asset.
That's right. And so the whole idea is that there's basically value in a linked benefit policy regardless of what happens, meaning I end up in long-term care, I have the long-term care benefit. If I don't end up in long-term care, there's still a value to that policy. And so that's what the IRS calls these linked benefits. We're linking long-term care insurance with something else. However, like automobiles, you know, not all linked benefits are created equal. I mean, it's if I tell you I have an automobile, well, it could be the little Cushman putt-putt, or it could be a seven-passenger van. I mean, it's a wide variety. And so what we're seeing out there in these linked benefits is a lot of people think they have something when it turns out that it's actually something different, or somebody's presenting them something that is, they're telling them it's this. But when we look at and we peel that onion back, the reality is it's quite different. So I'm going to spend a little bit of time in today's show just going over what a linked benefit is, because this is a catch-all phrase for asset-based, hybrid, linked benefits. These are these new programs out there that are just, you know, really the driving force behind these new long-term care programs out there. But I want to explain people what you need to look for in case you run into somebody that says, hey, here's a program that has some long-term care in it. Before we get to that, though, let's talk a little bit about our classes that we have coming up.
Yeah, so we're actually getting into, we have Saturday, August 17th at 9 a.m. That's our asset-based class. So we just go into a lot of these asset-based and linked benefit programs that we're going to talk about today. And the good thing you learn from this class is it's not just one plan. Mm-hmm. Like, there's not just one vehicle out there. There's
right.
a lot of different types.
A lot of choices.
So that's what we go in depth into on Saturday, August 17th, 9 a.m. again in Bellevue. And then Monday, August 19th at 10 a.m., we have a regular long-term care planning class.
Yeah, and let's talk a little bit about these again. This is, you know, you've tuned in to Long-Term Care Radio. First off, if you just tuned in, you're going to hear us talking about these classes. I was just talking to a colleague of mine down in California yesterday, and she was asking me a little bit about, you know, our strategy and what we do. And I said, you got to start with education. Number one, we are a firm believer that our job is to educate you about these options, these benefits, these programs that are out there. And one of the best ways to do that is through the class.
Oh, yeah.
Now, not everybody can make it to a class, so we've also got a website, 525longtermcare.com. Again, that's 525longtermcare.com. That website, if you click on the Start Now button, it's right there in the radio tab button on the homepage. You don't even have to look for it. It's right there. Click on that, and that's going to walk you through the process and some of these different programs that we talk about in the class. The difference is in the class, if you can make it to one of these classes, the best part about the class, and you've touched on this several times,
mm-hmm.
it's the questions.
Yeah.
It's the questions that the people get to ask at the end. And what will happen is you will hear somebody next to you ask a question, and then you'll say, aha, and you can build on that question, and people will share their stories. And it really, the whole idea is you walk out of there with a much better understanding of the overall scope of what a long-term care situation is, how long-term care insurance fits into that, what it pays for, where it pays for care. You're going to learn that at both classes. The difference is on the asset-based class, we're going to stay focused on these asset-based or hybrid plans that we're going to talk a little bit about today. But the traditional plans are still out there. And we'll talk about that in a future show about where the traditional plans fit in. But we talk about both of those in our just regular class. But again, the asset-based class is on Saturday. And then we have our regular 101 class on Monday. The Saturday class is a 9 a.m. kickoff. The Monday class is a 10 a.m. kickoff. All the directions are on our website. Free parking. Super easy to get to. But it's a class. You don't mm-hmm. have to sign up for anything. You don't get to buy anything while you're there. We just ask that you register on our website so we can keep a head count because we've got limited seating.
Yeah. And if you're thinking that scheduling is going to be a little bit of an issue, like, oh, I really want to come to the asset-based class, but I can't make it that day, still come to the class that you can make it to because I guarantee you, you'll still get your questions answered. You still get the book, The Guide mm-hmm. to Long-Term Care Planning, and all the information still in there.
Yeah. And that book, The Guide to Long-Term Care Planning, I mean, it's really simple. It's you know, I would say it's like the 101, you know, or the your books at Costco you see for, you know, cooking for dummies.
Yeah.
We kind of wrote it in that format saying, hey, here's what long-term care is. Here's what it pays for. Here's where it covers care. Here's who should look into it. Here's a glossary. Here's some examples. Here's the different types of plans. And it covers it all, including critical care insurance and just some really important stuff. And it has, you know, websites like on Medicare and Medicaid that you can go look up and you can do some research on that as well, too. So everybody's going to get that book. So you will still get, regardless of the class you come to, it's just that the asset-based class, we're really going to gear that class towards people that are planning on self-insuring. So people that, you know, maybe have accumulated a nice nest egg, they have good savings, and they want to use that money, and they think, well, I could probably self-insure. Come to the asset-based class because you'll see a lot of examples of how we help people in that situation put a plan in place. So we're going to head into our first break real quick, and when we come back, we're going to carry on with the discussion about what a linked benefit is. So stick around. We'll be right back to Long-Term Care Radio.
Many people with near or over $1 million in assets will mistakenly pay more in taxes in a long-term care situation than it would have cost them to set up an insurance plan to pay for the care needed. Learn more by attending Brian's free asset-based class. Sign up now at 525longtermcare.com.
How do you avoid the most common mistakes in estate and elder law planning? Well, that is easy. You attend Real Retirement on August 13th in Bothell. Hey, it's John Curley with my attorney, Rick Gregorick, host of Your Partner in Law. And Rick, you're heading back up north.
John, we are. We're really excited to take our Real Retirement class back to Bothell. So if you live up north or on the east side, join me and learn how to develop develop proper wills, trust, powers of attorney, healthcare directives, tax planning, senior housing, IRAs, 401ks, your investments, and how to tie it all together.
It is complicated stuff, but you make it really easy.
It's all about protecting yourself and your family, John. Our goal is your peace of mind.
So don't put it off. I want you to be proactive and have a plan and peace of mind. Attend Rick's class on August 13th at 7 o'clock in Bothell. Now, seating is limited, so make your reservations now. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com. Register now at yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Steve saw his parents not invest in long-term care coverage until it was too late. His mom was able to qualify, but his dad was not. Story Monson with Steve. And Steve, your family's experience caused you to do quite a bit of research. I know you met with several companies. Tell me about that first meeting with Brian and 525 Advisors.
I did not feel like I was talking to a salesperson. I did not feel any pressure to buy anything. And it seemed like they were very knowledgeable.
In comparison to those other guys in the industry that you had met with, you thought that Brian was just set apart?
Yeah, just way apart. You know, personable, knowledgeable, friendly, no pressure, just, you know, felt like, you know, I was, you know, almost like a friend.
You know, that was the reaction from my wife and me, too, because, you know, the name of his company is 525 Advisors, and I just felt like we were getting good, solid advice rather than being pitched a product.
You know, people just, they don't get long-term care insurance. They don't get it. My mom is at the point where she needs assisted living. And she's so thankful that she made the decision to buy and keep her long-term care policy. So,
yeah, well, that's great. Yeah, great testimonial. Yeah. So to sum it up, Steve, what's your advice to anyone thinking about long-term care coverage?
My advice would be go ahead and talk to whoever you want to talk to, but make sure you talk to Brian Ott and my kids. I say, hey, you know, you guys, things are taken care of. You don't have to deal with all these decisions when you're in a crisis situation. So,
amen.
I'm very excited about my experience with them and sharing it with you.
Well, that is awesome, Steve. Find out if long-term care is a good option for your family. Attend one of Brian's upcoming classes. That's how my wife and I got started, and you will learn so much. Seating is limited. Register now at 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
Are you confused about the best way to protect your family and savings? Get answers now by listening to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, certified long-term care planning specialist with 525 Advisors.
And thanks for joining us at Long-Term Care Radio here on Saturday morning. We appreciate everybody tuning in. We were talking, you know, about these new programs that are out there, these asset-based or hybrid programs. What the defined name is, a lot of them, people call them linked benefits. That's what the IRS calls them. And so the whole idea is that we are linking long-term care insurance with another benefit, which is basically there to make sure that there's some value in the policy if we don't use it.
An asset, yeah.
Yeah, if I have a traditional long-term care insurance policy, basically I pay the premiums, and if I never go on claim, I don't get the money back. That works like homeowners insurance. So the linked benefits is we're saying, hey, we're linking long-term care insurance with another benefit, and that other benefit is going to kick in if we don't use our long-term care, and it guarantees some value in the policy itself. But like automobiles, linked benefit programs are not all created the same. So if you say, I have a program that's going to cover me for long-term care insurance, I have a linked benefit program, what does that mean? It could mean a wide variety of things. And if we break this down, it really boils down to two distinct riders that are put on this policy. So let's just take, for example, if I have a life insurance policy and it's worth, you know, it's a $200,000 death benefit. Well, I have to die to get that benefit out.
Mm-hmm.
So what the insurance companies did is they came in and they said, well, we're going to add a chronic illness rider, and that's called a 101G rider. And a chronic illness rider just simply says, if I become chronically ill, now I can use that $200,000 at an agreed amount in my contract. So they'll say, you can pull out 2% of that or $4,000 a month for long-term care until that $200,000 is gone. So it's really just a lien against the long-term care or the death benefit. Most of them will either use dollar for dollar or they'll put some kind of lien on there. But the reality is I've got $200,000, best case scenario of long-term care. It's just simply spending my death benefit down.
It's not a true long-term care plan.
That's right. And it cannot be legally sold as long-term care insurance. It can be a life insurance policy with a chronic care rider. Now, the second option out there is I can take a same life insurance policy and I can put a 7702B rider on it, and that's a long-term care benefit. The difference is, for most of these, the 7702B rider is going to trigger differently than a 101G rider. And the bottom line is, if I have a 101G or a chronic illness rider, the insurance company has more control over the terms of how I get to use that money, meaning they can define that chronic illness as something that has to be permanent. They can require multiple ADLs, and there's just a whole series that goes down on this 101G. Most of the companies are trying to kind of follow the same triggers for a long-term care event, but the catch is most of them still require it to be a permanent situation. So a 101G rider, the key thing you need to understand about this is if I go out and buy a life insurance policy or I buy an annuity that has a 101G rider on it, what they're basically saying is I can use up to the value of that policy and that's it. That's
There's
all the
no
long-term
leverage.
Care I get,
yeah.
Right? So if it's $200,000 death benefit, I'll never get more than $200,000 of long-term care. And a lot of those companies will limit you to maybe 80%, so you might only get $160,000 out. They're going to keep that other $40,000 to pay some kind of residual death benefit. Now, contrast that with the standard long-term care, and again, this is an IRS tax code, the 7702B. This is what defines what long-term care is. It defines the triggers. They're all going to have the same triggering events. So the inability to perform two ADLs or a cognitive diagnosis. And again, it does not have to be permanent. This is a key point. If I go out and I get in a horrible car accident and I break my back and I need a year and a half to recover, that could be triggered under a long-term care, a 7702. However, the 101G, they can skip paying out that benefit because they can say, well, it's not a permanent situation.
Mm-hmm.
So the 7702, the key difference is this is a true long-term care rider. What it essentially does in most cases, most policies, is it will extend the long-term care coverage past that death benefit. So let's go back to that same $200,000 death benefit on a 101G rider, chronic illness rider. I will never have more than $200,000 of long-term care. Most companies will probably limit me to a little bit less. If I have a 7702, most of the companies out there are going to give you some leverage, meaning that you might have two or three times that death benefit. So I might have $400,000 or $600,000 of long-term care. We've actually got a company that has an unlimited lifetime benefit. So what they're saying is, I use up my $200,000 in death benefit. My long-term care benefits don't stop. They keep going, and they keep going in for either 4 years or 6 years or 7 years or a lifetime, depending how that policy is designed and laid up. And I think that a lot of people just they get confused on this because it's not our job as a client to understand the difference of this, right? Mm-hmm. That's the advisor's role. Now, the advisors, what they're doing is they're trying to find a way to sell long-term care insurance through annuities or life insurance and call it long-term care insurance. And again, legally, they can't do that. They can call it a chronic care rider, but they can't call it long-term care. And one of the big things, why does the insurance companies out there, they're looking at the market, they're saying, hey, we want to make our products more attractive, a little bit sexier, a little bit easier to sell. So they say, oh, here's a life insurance policy, for example, that you can use for long-term care. Well, if it's a 101G rider, it's not truly long-term care. It's going to be some limited. And a lot of those programs out there, you have to read the contract because it will say, we are going to give you a percentage of the death benefit based on when you go on claim, how old you are, and if it's a universal life policy or versus a whole life policy, it's going to have a different value down the road. So you really don't know what you're going to get until you go on claim. Versus the regular 7702, you know it's contractual. Mm-hmm. They're going to spit that out, and they're going to say you get $6,000 a month for 6 years, or if there's a 3% inflation rider on it, you can look out and say 20 years down the road, I'm getting $11,500 a month for 6 years. you will know. That's a big difference. Now, why do insurance companies want to use a 101G rider versus a 7702? Number one, it's less risk to the insurance company, mm-hmm. right? They know that you're never going to get more than the value of that policy out for long-term care. And here's a trick that a lot of people don't understand. If I am an agent, I can sell you a 101G rider. I don't have to have the training for long-term care. I don't have to actually have the long-term care license. I can actually go out and just sell that as life insurance.
Yeah, that's a good point. I forgot about that.
And so that's why a lot of companies don't do that. A true long-term care policy, we have to have a special license for that, mm-hmm. and we also have to have continuing education on a regular basis. And a long-term care contract, the contracts that we do are going to have more disclosures mm-hmm. explaining the policy, which we don't have to have if we just give you a 101G rider. Now, all of this may sound like, who cares? Why do I care? The reason why I'm bringing this up is because if you are running into somebody out there that says, oh, you know, we can solve this, we can solve the long-term care plan for you by with this life insurance, with this annuity, you have to be very, very careful of what you're actually getting. Again, it's an automobile. Is it the three-wheeled Cushman putt-putt? Or is it the seven-passenger van? There's a huge difference, especially if you need to carry passengers. And so that's what we're worried about is if I have this plan, and a lot of people will say, oh, I think I have some long-term care coverage. They'll bring in their life insurance.
It has an annuity.
It has a chronic care rider on it, and I'm looking at that, and then I'm reading the fine print, and I'm like, this isn't what you think it is.
Mm-hmm.
A, it's got to be a permanent situation. That's probably one of the biggest, scariest things to me. And number two, long-term care, both under a 101G rider and a 7702, they're designed to be tax-free benefits if you use this money for long-term care. However, a 101G rider is limited to the per diem limits of the IRS, which right now is about $370 a day or a little over $11,000 a month, which says if I get more than $11,000 a month, I have to keep records and I have to prove that I spent that money on long-term care, qualified long-term care expenses, or I have to pay taxes on that money. Now, the problem you have with a 101G rider is a lot of these policies will just pay out in a lump sum. So they'll mm-hmm. say on a certain day, we're just going to give you the full annual amount, boom, right up front. You might get a check for $80,000. Well, if you're, let's say you get the check for $80,000 in November, you do not spend $80,000 on long-term care in November, December. Now you've got a tax crisis. You're going to mm-hmm. end up having to claim the rest of that money as income. So you've got to be very, very careful. A 7702 will avoid that because what they're going to do is give you a monthly benefit that you designed, $6, $7, $8, $9, $10,000 a month. And they're not limited to that per diem limit. You can go higher, you can go lower, but as long as you're spending on long-term care, it's going to be tax-free. But under a 7702 rider, if it's a reimbursement plan, there's no tax issues.
Yeah, it's already tax qualified.
That's right. The company is verifying that the money that you're spending is for qualified long-term care expenses. So this is really scary. I see some of these policies that are out there. People think, oh, I have, right? I've got something that's going to work for me when I need it. And then they go on claim. And a lot of the 101G riders also, they have the ability to put in there and limit where they'll pay for care, defining mm-hmm. yep. it as a facility. Well, folks, the vast majority of us, 3 out of 4 of us, will start our journey in long-term care at home. So now all of a sudden I have this policy, I think it's going to pay for care, but to say, oh, you've got to move to an assisted living facility or you got to move to a skilled nursing facility in order to use it. Well, most people aren't going to do that.
Mm-mm.
And so they will get zero benefit out of that. So I just wanted to bring this up. I mean, there's a lot of rules and regulations out there. And what we do at 525 Advisors is we're going to try to sell and place you with a 7702 rider for true long-term care. Now, is a 101G make sense? It could. If I'm a 35-year-old and I really need life insurance, and that's the main goal of the policy is for the life insurance, the 101G rider may come in. There's some companies that have some very good ones that will trigger like a normal long-term care situation, and you can use those. But again, you're going to have limited amount of coverage to that death benefit versus what we're doing is we're using a death benefit or that cash value in the annuity to simply refund the money to the clients if they don't end up in a long-term care situation. So stick around. We're going to head into our next break here. But when we come back, I want to jump into a client of the week and show you how we set up one of these linked benefit programs and why it works for them. We'll be right back to Long-Term Care Radio.
Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, providing valuable insight to protect you in the event of an extended healthcare situation. Learn more by attending one of Brian's free classes this month.
Sign up now at 525longtermcare.com. 525longtermcare.com.
One of the biggest mistakes you can make heading into retirement is not planning for the high cost of an extended healthcare situation. A lot of people assume they have enough money saved only to watch everything they've worked hard for get whittled down to nothing from the ongoing costs of a long-term care situation. Don't make this mistake. By putting a long-term care plan in place, you guarantee yourself a source of funds to pay for care when needed, and you also know you won't become a burden on your family. Do what my wife and I did. Go learn all about the new long-term care plans offered by 525 Advisors. These new plans protect your savings, protect your family, and pay your estate back if you never use them. Learn more by attending one of the upcoming classes taught by Brian Ott, who's the host of Long-Term Care Radio right here on Cairo. Their classes coming up in August on Saturday the 17th and Monday the 19th. Seating is limited, so sign up today at 525longtermcare.com. Classes are free, and you'll even get a copy of Brian's book. Go to 525longtermcare.com.
We've all heard the term buy low and sell high, and markets have recently hit another all-time high. And that begs the question, is this the top? Hey, it's Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital and host of Know Your Risk Radio. Is this the top? No one knows. The truth is, we no longer need to know. By using our risk-managed stock portfolios and Bulwark's bond replacement strategy, we can lower your fees, increase your upside, and drastically reduce your risk exposure. This is now the longest bull market in U.S. financial history, and stock valuations have never been higher. So why risk it? Call now to get your free copy of our brand new booklet, Common Sense Investing, and learn how to protect your retirement against loss, but still participate in market gains. Call 866-779-RISK, 866-779-RISK, or go to knowyourriskradio.com.
Investment advice cannot be given without a client service agreement in place where the firm is licensed to conduct business. Bulwark Capital Management is a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, registered investment advisor.
Staying in control of your care options is a better alternative than letting the government decide for you. Welcome back to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, certified long-term care planning specialist with 525 Advisors.
And welcome back to Long-Term Care Radio. We really appreciate everybody that tunes in. We've been doing this radio show now for a long time, and we get podcasts, and we put those on our website so you can tune in. Usually by, you know, lunchtime, we'll have a podcast up there on Saturdays, and all our past shows are on there as well, too. So look for that on our website right at 525longtermcare.com.
Yeah, because we actually, I got a call last week from a guy who was like, oh, I just missed the end of your answer to the question of the week. Mm-hmm. And I said, hey, you know, you can always go on and
just click on the website and you'll get that podcast. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And
you can even fast forward through it. So
yeah, and so do that. And then while you're on our website, sign up for one of our classes. Again, we have a class coming up this next Saturday on the 17th. That's going to be an asset-based long-term care class where we're really going to focus on some of these linked benefits and these hybrid plans and show you the various ways that we design them. And there's several carriers that offer some really nice programs out there. And then we have a class on the following Monday. That's going to be our regular long-term care class. That's the 19th of August. That's a 10 a.m. kickoff. The Saturday is 9 a.m. All that information is available on our website at 525longtermcare.com, just right there on the homepage. And read some of the reviews. We just got another review in this week from our clients.
Mm-hmm.
And again, one of the great things about the reviews, if you follow our system, you know, and I do have a system. I got a call from a guy the other day wanting me to send him out quotes. I'm like, that's not really how it works. I don't know anything about you, and I don't know if you can qualify. We have a system. We're going to walk you through. Our job is to guide and design a plan for you, not to sell you something, not to mm-hmm. shoot you out a quote. And the idea is that when we have that plan designed for you and the right way to finance it, the right way to fund it, that's your plan. It's working for you. And ultimately, though, you've got the coverage, you've got the relief. You know that your biggest threat heading into retirement is mitigated because you have taken the time to put a plan in place. And our process is laid out there on our website as well, too. So either, you know, educate yourself through the website, listen to our podcast, come to a class if you can. We give you lots of options to learn about some of these things. And this part of the show is where we talk about a client of the week. This is one of my favorite parts of the show, because what we're doing is we're going to explain to you how we helped somebody that came in and saw us.
Mm-hmm. And you get to see how each situation is unique.
Yeah. And so we're talking about today's show, linked benefits. Again, we're linking long-term care insurance with another benefit to guarantee that there's value in the policy regardless of the situation. And that is such a relief for people versus just paying a premium. And what if I don't use it? Or what if I only use it for a couple months? Maybe I overpaid, right? We don't like doing that kind of stuff. So these asset-based and these linked benefit programs, they guarantee there's value in the policy. And this was a couple that came to us, William, who is 72 years old, and Cynthia, who is 66. Classic case for us, right? Mm-hmm. These people thought they were doing just fine. I mean, look at Bill. He's 72 years old. Most people are telling him he should have looked at long-term care 20 years ago, right? That he's mm-hmm. too old. But what happened is they watched Cynthia's sister, just has been struggling with her husband in a long-term care situation and finally had to move him into a facility. And so here everybody thought, oh, we're fine. We've worked hard. We've got a nice nest egg. We're saving money. And Cynthia's sister and her husband were doing well financially. But now all of a sudden, it's starting to take a toll. Physically, Cynthia said, I'm watching my sister wear herself out. Because again, what are you doing? You're trying to save money by doing all you can mm-hmm. for your spouse.
Well, and she wanted to keep him at home. And it was like 5 years that she had been providing care for him at home.
Unbelievable, right? She just literally wore herself out. And folks, this is what I'm saying. If your spouse is in a long-term care situation, what do? You step up. And mm-hmm. so what happens is your world starts to shrink. Now, what William and Cynthia saw in this thing is they're saying, holy cow, Cynthia's saying, my sister's worn out, and now they're burning through their assets. They don't know how long he's going to be in this long-term care situation. Is there going to be any money left over for Cynthia? So they came to one of our classes. They started looking into this, investigating this, and Bill's the first to admit. He goes, you know, I would have never, ever even thought about considering long-term care insurance. I said, I thought I was doing fine. Mm-hmm. And then we watched our, you know, brother-in-law go through this, and he said, it's just brutal. And he goes, but then we heard about your programs and these asset base, and I'm very interested in this because we have assets. What I don't want to do is burn through them. I don't want to burn them all out and struggle getting care. And so here's what we did for him. I mean, and this is what I say, it's classic for us. We get two types of clients. We get the clients that see and learn from somebody else, and then we get the people that contact us that have already been diagnosed with something, and
yep.
it's too late. So
and realized, oh, it's yeah, probably time to get
We prefer the people that are healthy enough to get the policy. And so Bill, even though he's 72, that doesn't rule him out for long-term care insurance at all. It's based on your health. And he was still very, you know, good shape for 72-year-old. He's very healthy. And Cynthia was in good shape, too. So they came in and they sat down with us, and we kind of just went through their basic process of what we do. Tell me about your assets. Where are they at? What kind of money do you have? We have investments. We have rental income. We have retirement accounts. We have pensions. We have Social Security. And we kind of figure all this out, and we really look at the situation and what's really at risk. Well, William and Cynthia had just sold some property recently, and they had quite a bit of money. They did not want to put that back into the market because they had a sizable investment, and they didn't feel they needed to put more money back in the stock market because they're saying, gosh, what happens if the stock market crashes? We need some savings, but then what if we're using that for long-term care? So you start seeing how there's all these what-ifs. What an insurance plan does is it gives us a guarantee. Now we're going to come in and we're going to say, hey, how about we guarantee you a stream of income should you need long-term care? And oh, by the way, I'm going to guarantee that more money goes back to your estate if you don't use it. Hence the linked benefit. We're linking long-term care insurance with another benefit. So this is how we designed a plan for them. We basically took a single deposit of $337,000. Now, when I say deposit, I mean that's your money. You're taking that and you're depositing it with the insurance company.
Mm-hmm.
There's no other payments.
And it's not a premium.
There's no premium payments, anything. You're sending this in and off you go. What does that do for you? Well, right off of the bat, it gives them a base guaranteed benefit amount of $425,000. That's that linked benefit, the life insurance that I'm talking about. If they never use this policy, $425,000 goes back to the estate. They only put $337,000 in, and this benefit starts day one. So if they both go out and get in a car crash and die, $425,000 goes back tax-free to the estate. So it's an estate planning tool that way. But that's not what we got it for. We got it for long-term care. So if either one of them or both of them go on claim at the same time, it doesn't matter. Bill will get $8,500 a month, which is $102,000 a year for an unlimited period of time. Cynthia will get the same $8,500 a month, $102,000 a year for an unlimited amount of time. Now, folks, the average claim from an insurance point of view is about 4 years. Those statistics are screwed because a third of the people die within a year, right? Mm-hmm. So what we do is we're saying, hey, let's look at the true average. If I make it a year, I'm probably going to make it 5 or 6 years. Well, just one of them on claim now are going to pull $500,000-$600,000 out of this plan tax-free. However, both of them end up on claim, and we have a client that has parents that are going on 9 years and 13 years. Think of that. Yeah. You know, you're pulling $2 million out of this policy, so it provides us the guarantee. $102,000 a year per person for an unlimited amount of time, and if they don't use it, $425,000 goes back to the estate.
Or even if they only use a little bit of it.
So what Madeline is alluding to on this is, let's say they go on claim and they just use a year's worth, $100,000, and that's it. Just one person goes on claim. Well, when they die, what's going to happen is the insurance company is going to say, we guaranteed you $425,000. That's the base benefit. You only used $102,000. We're going to send the difference back to the estate. So someone's going to get a check for $323,000 tax-free. That's what these linked benefits do. They guarantee value in the plan. What we're putting it there for is not so we can grow $327,000 or $337,000 to the $425,000. Why we're putting it there is for that long-term care benefit. They're also going to get $17,000 out for caregiver training. So if one of them needs to learn how to, you know, administer medications or do anything to be a caregiver, they can do that, or a family member, they'll pay for that. They're also going to get $17,000 out for medical equipment and home improvements. So something happens. I'm at the hospital. Now I need to go home, but I'm going to go home in a wheelchair. I can put a wheelchair ramp in. I can put grab handles in my bathroom. I can tear up the carpet, put hardwood floors in, whatever I want. Whatever you need to do to make your stay in your residence safe, or an adjustable bed, or, you know, a pump, or anything that you need, that will pay for that $17,000. So there's some additional benefits on these plans, too. So I just love these linked benefit plans, because we look at somebody like Bill and Cynthia. They're planning on self-insuring. They're watching their brother-in-law basically go through just chaos, and they're thinking, okay, that could happen to me. It could be a lot. That, you know, we say, that what's the magnitude of the situation?
Yeah.
We don't know what the term is, but what's the magnitude? It could be very severe. Now they've got resources, and not only do they have this money coming in, they've got the claim specialist, they've got the care coordinator. That is one of Cynthia's biggest, you know, that's I think what pushed her buttons the most, mm-hmm. these ancillary benefits. You get the claim specialist, the case managers, the care coordinators, because she's watching her sister try to figure this out on her own. How do I get my husband the best level of care? Well, now you have an 800 number. You call them, and they're going to guide you. These people on the other end of the phone have been through these situations. They know what a cognitive situation requires. They know what a physical impairment is. They know how to get physical therapy in the home, and they can guide you through that process. They're your advocates, as you always say.
Exactly. And they can bring in, like, they can say, hey, you know, he needs a specialized care. Here's a couple things in this area. These are the best rated ones. We've worked with them previously.
Yeah. You know, in this program, they just recently did some changes. What I love about this is when they trigger a claim, it's a 0-day waiting period for home health care, which means that, you know, a traditional long-term care plan, what we mean, a 90-day elimination period, means you pay for the first 90 days of care and then the policy kicks in. That's the way most traditional plans work. This has a 0-day elimination period for home health care, which is where most people start their journey. So the policy is there. It's in force. They got a guarantee coming back, more money than they put into the plan either way. Long-term care, death benefit, a combination of both. It's a true asset form. And folks, this seems like a big number, but it's all relative. When you look at someone that has a multi-million dollar estate, and we can sit there and say, look, let's reposition some of this money over here. So now we're not worried about selling off assets. We're not worried about tax consequences. We're not worried about market timing. It's like we're going to flip the switch, and we've got a team of professionals that are going to jump in and guide us. And oh, by the way, here's your tax-free check for $102,000 every year for as long as you need it.
And that's the big thing for them, too, is the lifetime benefit, because they just saw your sister's husband has been at home for 5 years.
Yeah.
Now he's going to a facility. And that was like my mom. She was at home for many years before she even went into a facility, mm-hmm. which is when they most statistics start the long-term care claim.
That's right.
So
that's exactly right.
Know.
That's,
I mean,
why the averages are so bad, right?
Yeah.
Cynthia's sitting there watching her sister has worn herself out. And so what they have now, this, and this is such a valid point, by having a long-term care plan, what does that do for somebody? It gives them permission to get care when they need it. I've got a lifetime benefit. I'm going to turn that policy on, just like my grandma did, 2 days a week for 2 hours at a time. If that's your level of care, you start it.
Mm-hmm.
If I have a 2-year policy or a 4-year policy or a 3-year policy, I'm probably going to save it till I really need it, right? So Cynthia's sister would be say, well, if they had a 3-year policy, she's taking care of them at home because she's saving it for the nursing home. Well, they don't even have that. What Bill and Cynthia have now is they have permission to get care when they need it, to turn that switch on, not to depend on the other person, not to wear them out, not to sit there and worry about if their savings are enough or what kind of tax consequences they're going to run into or what it's going to do to their estate plan. They've got a plan. And folks, mm-hmm. we do this every single day. You've got to come learn about these programs, because the one thing I'm telling you what they are, if you read our reviews, these people are relieved. They can sleep better at night. They have more mad money. They know that a healthcare event is not going to undo their goals and their dreams for retirement, or their goals or their dreams for their giving to their families and their charities. They've got a plan in place. And guess what? I hope they get lucky. I hope all my clients get lucky and they never use it. They're going to get more money back than they put into the plan, guaranteed. So we will be back. We're going to head into our next break, and stick around because we've got a question of the week from Patrick down in Olympia. You're going to want to hear this. We'll be right back to Long Term Care Radio.
Due to recent changes in the Pension Protection Act, new asset-based plans guarantee a tax-free benefit for long-term care and pay you back with interest if you never use it. Learn more and sign up for one of Brian's free classes at 525longtermcare.com.
Hey, it's Story Monson with Bill, a client of Brian Ott and 525 Advisors.
Why did you decide to even look into the long-term care?
Well, I think the things that drove me to this was the expenses when you start getting older, and I wanted to not lose everything, protect my assets. And so I didn't have any long-term coverage, and I chose the asset-based plan, which, you know, had a lot of benefits that I thought worked for me.
Tell me about your first meeting with Brian, how he explained your long-term care options.
I thought Brian and Madeline were great. A lot of follow-up, very clear in the way that he answered all my questions, and I thought it was as transparent as I of an experience as I had. And he was right there the whole way, you know, being patient, helping me out. I felt that he was working with me instead of working for himself.
Find out if long-term care is a good option for your family. Attend one of Brian's upcoming classes. That's how my wife and I started working with Brian. You will learn so much. Seating is limited. Register now at 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
How do you avoid the most common mistakes in estate and elder law planning? Well, that is easy. You attend Real Retirement on August 13th in Bothell. Hey, it's John Curley with my attorney, Rick Gregorick, host of Your Partner in Law. And Rick, you're heading back up north.
John, we are. We're really excited to take our Real Retirement class back to Bothell. So if you live up north or on the east side, join me and learn how to develop proper wills, trust, powers of attorney, healthcare directives, tax planning, senior housing, IRAs, 401k, your investments, and how to tie it all together.
It is complicated stuff, but you make it really easy.
It's all about protecting yourself and your family, John. Our goal is your peace of mind.
So don't put it off. I want you to be proactive and have a plan and peace of mind. Attend Rick's class on August 13th at 7 o'clock in Bothell. Now, seating is limited, so make your reservations now. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com. Register now at yourpartnerinlaw.com.
A lot of people with near or over $1 million in assets will mistakenly pay more in taxes in a long-term care situation than what would have cost them to set up an insurance plan to pay for the care needed. Due to recent changes in the Pension Protection Act, these new asset-based plans guarantee a tax-free benefit for long-term care and pay your estate back with interest if you never use it. But most importantly, it's about having a plan. All your kids have to do is carry out your wishes. You're not a burden on them. That's why I love the advice my wife and I got from Brian Ott and 525 Advisors. Brian has an asset-based class Saturday, August 17th in Bellevue. This class is aimed at individuals and couples who have accumulated close to or more than $1 million in assets and may be considering self-funding long-term care costs in the future. Learn why that is not the best idea. Seating will be limited for this special asset-based class, August 17th in Bellevue. Reserve your spot right now, 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
This is Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. Staying in control of your care options is a better alternative than letting the government decide for you. Long-Term Care Radio is brought to you in part by 525 Advisors, your local long-term care experts.
And welcome back to Long Term Care Radio, and thanks again for tuning in this Saturday morning. Again, you heard some ads. We've got a couple classes coming up next Saturday, 9 a.m. the 17th, and again the following Monday at 10 a.m. the Saturday class, an asset-based class. Monday class is our basic 101, so we're going to talk a little bit about traditional plans as well, too. All the information is on our website at 525longtermcare.com. Again, 525longtermcare.com. And, you know, again, we offer these classes because it helps us.
Yeah, you know, it helps us help you.
That's really the truth. Yeah, because what it does is it gets us past the 101 basic information stuff. And quite frankly, we don't have enough time to sit down with every single person. So people that just call us, and they generally will say, well, how much does long-term care cost? Do I have to go to a nursing home? And so we cover all that stuff in that class. We get you through the basics, so when you can come in with us, we can start talking about your situation and design a plan that works. You understand that long-term care pays for care at home. You understand what triggers an event. You know, we go through all that stuff, and we have a glossary and an example and all that stuff in our book. So again, sign up for one of those classes. They're free. It's at 525longtermcare.com. Now, on the same page under the sign-up, you're going to see Long-Term Care Radio Question of the Week submission. You click on that tab. You send us a question. It's a great way for us to find out kind of what you're interested in learning about. And so we always read through those, and then we will bring the question on, read one on the air. This week, our question comes from Patrick down in Olympia. And this fits in great with us, this show today, because we're talking about linked benefits. Linked benefit, long-term care being either tied with life insurance or with some kind of annuity to return value in the policy. So Patrick asked the question, is there a way to use existing life insurance for long-term care? And, you know, this is a great question, because if I have a life insurance policy that's just a term policy, it's going to expire in 10 or 20 years, there's nothing I can do for long-term care on that. There's not going to be a rider on there or anything that's going to allow me to use that, because that policy is going to expire at some point, 20 years down the road from the day I take it out.
That's not what they call permanent.
That's right. Now, if I have a permanent or a whole life or an indexed universal life policy, something that's just going to continue to go on, and it has some value in it, so it has a surrender value or what we call a cash value, that policy now, under the Pension Protection Act rules, you can take the cash value out of that policy and exchange it into a new long-term care plan. Well, here's the beauty of this. These linked benefits, if I'm a single person and I have life insurance, I don't really need it anymore, right? The kids are gone, I'm divorced, the house is paid for. I can take that cash value, roll it into a linked benefit, which is a long-term care plan with a life insurance attached to it, and use that to set up a long-term care plan and not have any payments. And so we do this quite frequently. And all you need to know, Patrick, is you look at your life insurance statement at the end of the year. If you have value in the policy, meaning if I call up and I surrender that policy and they say, hey, we're going to send you a check for $112,000, that's your cash value. That's the money that you can roll over and put into a long-term care plan. And I just love these, because a lot of us, you know, like myself, I have whole life insurance. I took it out when I was early, young. I've got kids. And as we move closer to retirement, what happens is the house is paid for, the kids are gone. Life insurance isn't my biggest threat or my biggest importance anymore. I'm not worried about dying as much. I'm worried about that long-term care event. So what we can do is we can take that policy, we can take the cash value and move it over and set up a new long-term care plan and still have life insurance.
Exactly. You're not giving anything up. You're just taking it from one pocket, putting it into another pocket, but now you have long-term care insurance and you're not paying that annual premium anymore for your life insurance.
That's exactly right. And so the Pension Protection Act just simply said, yes, you can move that over tax-free. Now, the only time it'd be a taxable event for you is, let's say that you paid $50,000 in premiums and you have $70,000 of cash value. Well, the reason why is because that cash value was building interest all the time. And so if you cancel that policy, the IRS would say, well, you paid $50,000 in premium, you got $70,000 back, you got to pay tax on that $20,000. Well, if we rolled that same $70,000 over to a linked benefit or a hybrid plan, we can do that and now take all that money out tax-free. And the reason why you would do that and not just use your $70,000 that you have in cash value is because if you move it into a new policy, you might have $200,000 or $300,000 of long-term care. And that's the difference. That's what a linked benefit does. It gives us long-term care. The life insurance is still going to be there, but now all of a sudden we're going to have a multitude of long-term care. So I have a $100,000 death benefit. Now I have $300,000 of long-term care.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just a great way to do it. And we just love doing those because, again, what Madeline said, a lot of you, if you're sitting out there and you have a whole life insurance policy or you have a universal life insurance policy, or you have a policy that actually has a surrender value, cash value, you need to call us because we can show you how to just take it out of one pocket, put a bunch of features on it, stick it right back in the mm-hmm. other pocket.
Even annuities.
Annuities, you know, the same way.
Yeah, it's like a lot of people have a long-term care sitting in their filing cabinet. They mm-hmm. have a long-term care plan. They just don't know it. Yeah. They just need to move it over.
Yeah, because it's labeled as an annuity. So it's a deferred annuity. And what Madeline's saying is I put $100,000 in this annuity. And the reason why I do that is because it grows tax-deferred like a retirement account. So now it's worth $200,000. But I don't have to pay any tax on that gain until I actually start pulling the money out. Well, under the Pension Protection Act, they said take that $200,000 annuity, roll it over to a long-term care plan. You might end up with $600,000 of long-term care insurance now. All of it comes out tax-free, including the gain that you've had over the last 10 years or 20 years or whatever it took to double that money. So, yes, great question. And again, if you have a question for us, just go to our website there, 525longtermcare.com. Fill out a question, shoot it over to us. We'll pick it up, pick through that. And we get back to everybody regardless. But
exactly. We always answer questions.
Yeah, we always look for a question to read on the air. So, and we just appreciate that. And again, while you're at our website, you know, pick through there. Hit the Start Now button. Learn about some of these new programs. Again, read the reviews that are down on the bottom right-hand side. One thing you're going to see in common with this is a lot of people will comment on how we work. We have a unique system. I tell everybody,
no pressure.
We're not going to sell you anything. We're going to guide you to design a plan that's right for you. And it is just so crucial. I see the quotes come in, week out, and I say, how'd they come up with this number? I don't know. Mm-hmm. You got this big of a state. Why this? So I don't know. So we do things a little bit differently. But again, all that information is at 525longtermcare.com. 525longtermcare.com. Sign up for a class. Again, Saturday, next Saturday, the 17th, 9 a.m. kickoff. That class is free. The following Monday, we have another free class at 10 a.m. Both those classes, you're going to learn about the basics. Saturday, we're going to focus a little bit more on these asset-based plans. So we appreciate everybody tuning in. And again, give us a call or send us an email or go to our website if you have any questions. We'll be back next week. Thanks so much.
Thanks for listening to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. Event info, planning resources, and long-term care radio podcasts can all be found at 525longtermcare.com. To schedule an appointment with Brian Ott, call 425-748-8188. That's 425-748-8188. For more information on the show or to sign up for a free long-term care planning class, visit 525longtermcare.com. Tune in next Saturday morning at 7 to Long-Term Care Radio with your host, Brian Ott, on Cairo Radio.